Well, it's time again for the Farm Progress Show, and our own Orion Samuelson has some things to say about it. It's running Tuesday, August the 27th through Thursday, August the 29th. Orion, how are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine. Looking forward to this week, and I hope we'll move the showers out today and have good weather tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, because this is the granddaddy of all of the outdoor farm shows. It started way back in 1953, and if you had to write a check to buy one of everything on the grounds, Bill, I think you may write a check for over $1 billion.
Oh, I don't have that kind of money, Orion.
Well, I'll loan you some.
All right, thank you.
All right, I have a farming question for you, O.
Yes.
We had a lot of rain, and I know a lot of farmers are going to be hurt by that. We have had this little stretch of great weather until today. Is there any way for them to recoup things, or no, because they would have had to plant earlier?
Well, you're very right on having to plant earlier, because normally we're finished planting corn by the 1st of May and generally finished with soybeans by the middle of May. This year, we saw some farmers planting in the first week of July.
Wow.
And what happens then, you get concerned about an early frost that could kill the plant before it matures. But you also worry about the kind of weather you need for the crop to play catch up. It's improving, and it's because of the seed technology that we'll be seeing at the Farm Progress Show. But as I fly Air Orion over the fields of Illinois and Wisconsin, which I've done in the past week and will be doing the next 3 days, it's obvious from the air how many fields did not get planted because of the wet weather.
You know, it seems like our seasons are shifting a bit, where it still stays warm into October and the frost comes later. So could farming be making a switch on when they plant?
Well, it's interesting, because over the past few decades, we have seen, for example, at one time, McLean County in Illinois, that's where Bloomington is located, was the biggest soybean-producing county in the nation. Now, the biggest producing county in the nation is Cass County, North Dakota. So we have seen the movement of some of the crops, corn and soybeans, being planted in southern Canada. And, so Mother Nature is changing the schedule on what we farm and how we farm and when we farm.
Interesting.
Orion, if you had to guess, what do you think the hot topics will be among farmers at the Farm Progress Show?
Farmers will be talking about the weather, because every farmer I've interviewed this spring, I've said, have you ever seen a spring like this in your life? And I've not yet had one say, yeah, back in 1910, it was pretty bad. I just haven't heard that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the ongoing trade disagreement with China and the United States. That has created loss of some markets, particularly in China, for soybean growers. But they'll also be talking about the new tractors. There are some new tractors being introduced this year at the show, which is really kind of surprising because of the economic battle that farmers have been going through. It's kind of interesting that farm equipment companies are introducing new expensive tractors. Oh, and the other thing I have to tell you, you know, we're just getting into the beginning of autonomous cars, driverless cars.
Yeah.
Agriculture has had driverless tractors for a decade.
They really? Have, right?
Yeah. Yes, they have. The tractors that they start and operate all night without a driver in the cab. And the equipment companies are working to make it even better and faster and safer. And so far, we haven't had any accidents, I don't think, because of driverless tractors.
That's great. Are there all electric tractors, Orion?
There may be, but there may be some ATVs, the all-terrain vehicles, or the... I have not encountered any, no.
Hmm.
Do have to mention, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue will be at the Farm Progress Show on Wednesday. And Tuesday, that's tomorrow, opening day, state secretaries of agriculture from around the country will be there to tour the show. Max Armstrong is there already, and he'll be appearing at several places. But Max and I will be together at noon Every day, all 3 days, we'll be producing radio and television shows, and that will be on the entertainment stage, or the ADM stage in the entertainment building, so we're looking forward to that. And then every morning at 10 o'clock, I'll be on stage at the University of Illinois display to visit with market analysts and to take questions from the audience, so stop by and say hello to Max and me, and we look forward to seeing you.
Sounds good, Orion.
And this starts tomorrow, runs through Thursday. It's in Decatur. You can go to farmprogressshow.com. And forgive me for asking a silly question, but is this only open to farmers?
Oh, golly, no. There are a lot of city folks that come out, but I'll tell you, it is designed for farmers, and that's why they hold this show in the middle of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, rather than on the weekends. As a matter of fact, this past weekend, Max and I were in Rantoul, Illinois, at the Half Century of Progress show, which is showing us how we farmed 50, 70, 80 years ago, and now this week we get to see how we're going to be farming 50, 60 years into the future.
And, Orion, in the past, Max always closes out the last night with the Broadway show tunes. Is he doing that again this year or not?
Yeah, he is doing it again, not only vocally, but he's dancing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right.
That's pretty exciting.
Gotta see that.
I thought of you last night, because I had a big, thick New York strip steak and that mirai corn, and what a great, lovely dinner.
Oh, doesn't come any better than that. I'll tell you, we're so lucky to have Twin Garden Farms and Gary Pack, who did a lot of the work on developing mirai corn, but it is the best.
Orion,
I'm glad you did an all-meat steak rather than a fake steak, so thank you.
No, New York strip, really thick, really good.
Yeah. Good tasting. Orion, thanks. It's fun to talk to you. Enjoy yourself at the Farm Progress Show.
All right. We'll check in with you tomorrow.
Perfect.
From Decatur.
That's Orion Samuelson. That's who that is. We'll take a little break and then more show Bill and Wendy on WGN.